from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, a heat advisory remains in effect for New Jersey until tonight. Temperatures are expected to reach the mid to upper 90s before a storm front moves in later today. Temperatures will feel like they're around 100 degrees in some spots in New Jersey or higher. Cooling centers are open throughout the state. New Jersey Democratic Congressman Josh Gottheimer is aiming to combat ticks and their spreading of Lyme disease with new legislation. He says the prevalence of Lyme disease means it warrants a large-scale response.
In just the first week of this month across the country, we saw the highest number of tick-related emergency room visits since 2017.
His suite of bills would, if passed, create a national response system for Lyme disease and create a grant program for states to establish tick identification problems, among other proposals. One of the voting blocks that Republican nominee for New Jersey, Governor Jack Cittarelli, has to win over in November is independents. A new poll out from Fairleigh Dickinson University finds that support among independents grows for Cittarelli when voters are asked about local issues like energy prices and property taxes.
Asking people about local issues actually increased Jack Cittarelli's share among independent voters by 7 points. That's a pretty big motion among independent voters.
His support, however, decreases among those same independent voters when asked about national issues. On Thursday, we'll examine how President Trump's impact on the race is shaping up. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. The Federal Reserve has kept interest rates unchanged, as has been forecasted. This came despite unprecedented public pressure from the Trump administration to cut it. Also unusual, two Fed members, both Trump appointees, dissented from the choice for the first time in nearly three decades. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 171 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. And this heat wave is ending tomorrow, but it'll still be hot, right? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Please take tomorrow's flooding threat seriously. This heat wave will end with a bang. Thunderstorms, there's a legitimate threat for multiple inches of rain falling over New Jersey between tomorrow evening and Friday morning. More than enough to cause flash flooding, which we've already seen several times this month. Please consider your outdoor plans and your travel plans accordingly for tomorrow and Friday too. Tonight stays pretty quiet. Still a chance of a pop-up thunderstorm over the next few hours, then partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow we'll mainly see 80s, couple of 90s to the south, increasing clouds, and then in the afternoon and evening, the chance of thunderstorms just goes up. Heavy rain and flooding will be our big concerns. Could be some gusty winds too. And tomorrow night into early Friday will be the brunt of that, the best chance for heavy rain. Friday stays wet and cloudy and cooler. Highs near 70 will bounce back to around 80 with sunshine this weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Scotch Plains, 96 degrees. Belmar, 93. Mays Landing, 95. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by The Marigold. If you have a wedding in your future, maybe a gala, holiday party, or corporate meeting, look to The Marigold in Somerset. It's 36,000 square feet of luxury, from their two lavish ballrooms to their elegant outdoor ceremony areas and picturesque gardens. More info at marigoldnj.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.